Bar Chat.
British Bar Chat.
Do you ever read gossip magazines?
Well, I never buy them, but, you know, if you go to the dentist, you can't help picking them up, can you?
No, when you're in a waiting room.
In a waiting room, yeah. So, yeah, that's the only time I sort of flick through them. When I was younger, I lived at home. My mum used to have, my stepmom used to get Cosmopolitan, I think, so I used to read that.
Oh, I like Cosmopolitan.
Yeah,
but that's
used
not
to...
really a gossip magazine.
No, it's right, it's not. It isn't. It's more beauty tips.
Yeah. Hello, okay. They're gossip columns.
Yeah, hello, and what's that one? Hello's a bit boring, though, isn't it? It's just like reports on so and so and what a wonderful house they've got.
Yeah, 10-page reports and on the princes or princesses and what they're doing.
Mm. Sometimes when I go to the newspaper shop, I just like flick through them sometimes because there's a couple, I don't know what their names are, but they have some quite funny reports. They have like before and after pictures or...
Oh, like heat and things like that.
Yeah, well, I don't know what they're called, but they must be things like that. Mm. Like unflattering pictures of the stars as they're coming
out. I like to read those.
Yeah, they're quite funny.
They make me feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, not everyone's as perfect as they make out they are.
No, it's the airbrushing photoshops.
Exactly, yeah. Anyone can look good if you've got, you know, stylists and makeup artists.
But they don't always look good.
Yeah, that's true.
Even after they've
been
styled.
Even after they've been styled, yeah.